and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a success for you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
Yes, it's that time of the week. I should actually start the show on a lighter volume because I'm recording straight from Zoom. Yes, Zoom has changed, eh? But yeah, my guest is out and about today, but welcome, listeners, and thank you for being here again with your listening ear for another fantastic week of an amazing show. And actually, we always have amazing shows. What's the point? Otherwise, you know, I'm demanding, you know, 52 minutes of your time every week to come in and listen to what goes on in Paul and Deb's life and all the people that we bring in, because this world is such an amazing, busy human being world. And human being is really what we are focusing on today, because this girl is the epitome of what human being is. She knows how to be a human being, the guest we have on today. But yeah, it's been a fantastic week for me. I mean, I say that, but you know, I'm going to say that because of the way I think. And let's understand this, listeners. You know, it's not hard. No, let me say that again. It's very easy to be positively, I don't know, to think that way in your life. I don't see myself as a positive person. I just see myself as a human being that really makes the most of the potential days I have in front of me. I'm someone that, you know, Deb, my wife always says to me, she said, Paul, when you do something, you always maximize it. And I say, well, Deb, you know what? When you maximize every opportunity, it becomes worthwhile. I mean, even if you say, well, I maximize the way I sleep, I maximize the way I rest, I maximize the way I do my biking, I max how I run my business, I maximize what I like to eat. So I enjoy all the taste buds I have. Because here's the thing, you know, the universe give me taste buds. I mean, Deb says, Paul, you know, you can put away your food. Yo, I've got a storage container called a stomach. And you know what? He's going to work for me. He's going to work for me, listeners. So I maximize. But then if you're going to maximize your storage container, you have to then maximize your measure of how it is you're going to then balance out what you eat and what you don't need to eat. Do you know what I mean? There's calories, they call it. I mean, I just call it eating and then exercising. That's how it works for me, listeners. But, you know, it is important. It is important that, you know, you do maximize your days. You do maximize your opportunities. Maximize being in love. Maximize not being in love. It's just a choice. Maximize being married or maximize being single. Because here's something I want to share. I've met so many people that say to me, I'm single. I say, are you? Yes, I'm not with anybody. Wait, there's a difference. Now, being purposefully single and then making room for another person, that's very different in life. That's a very different approach, because if you're purposely being single, then you are intentionally creating a life that doesn't invite anybody else in. But if you are making room, you're in a single position, that's making room for other people to come in, or a new partner, new loved one, whatever it may be. So be clear on your intentions. That's what I'm saying, your listeners. Be clear on your intentions. I didn't do that for many years. I thought my intentions were clear, but no, they were absolutely saturated with my ego. And I'm not talking a healthy ego either. You know, my ego was pretty sour for a long time because I was living in the past instead of in the future. But when you maximize your life on every intention, then you are bringing everything closer to you with a better quality. That's how simple life is. No, people often think that life is complicated. No, it means if it is, you're maximizing the complication of your life. But then be accountable for that. You know, if you decide, I want to maximize complication, then you're maximizing complication. If you decide, I want to maximize being relaxed, you maximize being relaxed. If you decide, I want to maximize stress, then you're maximizing stress. That's just a conscious decision that you're making. Yes, based around, you could say, past events. But then you're choosing that. Everything's a choice in life. Everything is a choice in life. Now, the beautiful guest they have with me today, now I'm sure she may challenge me on some of this, because, you know, she's an amazing outward thinking person that drags forward from the past some of those beautiful of approaches to maintaining health in all kinds of beautiful ways. I couldn't even claim to start there, but let me just drop a few hints. Do you know what I mean? When you think about, you know, pain relief, when you think about acupuncture, when you think about, let me just say, like Japanese, Chinese, Native American, Indian, African and Indian, you think about all these kind of cultures, and then you grab all them and you fit them into one person. Now, that's a mixing bowl of greatness. And this is the guest we have on here with us today. It's absolutely a bit of everything brilliant that come from the last 1,000 years of mindset. I mean, this is what we have. I'm going to bring it in a sec because I'm so excited to have her on here. And just her accent alone is going to keep you attached with your earworm onto the show. But you know what? It is. It's fantastic when you do understand what is true accountability and how you maximize your accountability, but also embracing the most important part of you over above everything else, and that's being a human soul, being a human spiritual person, being someone that's conscious of your intentional mindset, conscious of your health. These are things that allow you to maximize who you are and maximize every moment within your life. Don't let it be something you think about after a near-death experience. Think about how you maximize your life before you are forced into maximizing your life. Think about that. I've gone on, you listeners, and do you know why? That's because I'm already influenced by the person, by our guest today. I'm drawing from her energy and she's filling me full of wisdom. She does every time I meet her, and that's why I had to get her on. So I want to welcome on, I mean, beautiful, beautiful lady, you know. But I want to welcome this amazing, amazing goddess-like individual onto the show today. So let me just applaud her in. Welcome to the show, the beautiful, the wonderful Sarah Nadine Renwick. And she comes, girl. Girl, you were on
Thank
your...
Thank you, Paul.
Bless you. Now, just for the listeners, you were on your phone somewhere else in the world, or maybe not too far. So we are communicating this way today on the show. It's amazing what, of course, technology can do. But thank you so much for giving up some of your very busy life to be here today.
Thank you, Paul. Pleasure.
And you know what? I want to say that you're very modest as a person. I've had some beautiful deep dives with you over the many months that we've known each other. And, you know, someone that doesn't present this tower of energy, but when you do present, it has such a depth to you. Now, I'm going to just start us off and say, do you know what? You've been all over the world. You've traveled in so many places. Let's touch first on your history of where you put yourself and started your studies of so many modalities. Let's start there. So where did you start off, girl?
I started off, Paul, on a farm in Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. I was brought up on a farm.
Wow. Was it called Rhodesia before Zimbabwe?
It was, yes.
I didn't know that. Oh, my word, something new. So you were brought up on a farm. I mean, was it like a working farm?
Yes, my father had a ranch north of our capital, and we had lots of animals, and I used to run around with partly naked with no shoes on.
How great is that, eh? Listen, I say our birthday suits don't get enough promotion these days. Do you know what I mean? They don't. We're always hidden behind something. But so, you know, you were brought up in an environment, a lot of open space, these kinds of things, because, you know, acupuncture health solutions, you are, you know, you're a master of oriental medicine. You are a superhero in facial readings. And that's just a touch on the iceberg. You know, I can go on and say qualified in the master program under, let me go, Shizuka Yamato. I'm sure I got that wrong.
Shizuko Yamamoto.
Thank you. And there was, you know, only 10 people were able to attend that. You're also qualified acupuncture in 1996. I mean, that's scientific. I can go on and say you are the shiatsu, message of different disciplines. You are macrobiotic counseling and cooking for sick people. This is something you do also. Herbs and flowers. Herbs and flowers, martial arts for healing. Was it Do In Qui Gong Tai Chi? Give it to me. What is it?
Do In Tai Chi and Qigong.
I would never have got that. It's too beautiful for me to say. Oriental diagnosis, again, acupuncture. And you know, you're qualified as a beauty therapist, trained in oriental medicine in London, qualified in mass. And we got also worked for a pathologist in Zimbabwe.
Yep.
Oh my God. Where is the most remote place you went to work and study?
Probably sort of out on the outskirts of Oregon in California, Paul.
Really?
I was in a little town called Eureka in Northern California. And I spent a lot of time there with a lot of the team that I was with. There were 10 of us.
Yeah.
And 10 of us being 10 people from the whole world that qualified to do this master's program. So I was one of them.
And how did you get through the selection process? What was involved in that?
Well, to start with, Paul, we started our training at the East West Centre in London, and you had to do 10 to 12 years of study under different masters.
Wow.
And I was lucky enough to be trained by a Japanese master, a Tibetan master, American. Not so much in the acupuncture, but basically just the background of their disciplines.
And first of all, how do you get into that? And what I'm saying is, what took Sarah Nadine Renwick down that direction to want to experience these ancient practices?
I've always been interested in different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And because of my fact that I was brought up on a farm in Africa, I always had African friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to make friends with all of the friends that I had on the farm. And Paul, I've always been intrigued by their culture and the way they live.
Mm-hmm.
So that really started it off. And I was always interested in medicine,
yeah,
but not conventional.
Yeah, yeah.
My mum took me to the doctor and I hated every moment of it. And I said to my young friend, I said, Ngwara, his name was my horse boy. He said, oh, madam, I can get you something from the garden.
Wow. I mean, I bet, Sarah, that us modern lazy people miss so much of a natural approach to, you know, health and wealth in medicine, that, you know, there is probably Mother Nature is stopped growing because we're no longer picking. Do you think that we are losing, you know, Mother Nature is almost distinguishing and removing what was always in place because we are not actually using it? It has no purpose. Do you feel that, you know, those plants, those medicines that are available on a natural level are becoming not available anymore?
They can. You can find them, Paul, but people, I think our whole society have decided that there's an easier approach to a quick fix, as I would call it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you start from the basics and work up, as I try and encourage my clients and people that I meet to do,
mm-hmm,
it seems difficult to do, but it is not. You know, it's the basics of everyday life, a lifestyle.
And do you feel, Sarah, that we've kind of lost touch with our bodies? You know, our modern mindset has lost touch with our ability to actually listen to our individual selves, our individual organs. You know, because they all have purpose in that. You know, my heart, my lungs, my kidneys, but they're all you know, they've all got their own minds within themselves because they have their own functions. And you feel that we become lazy in the recognition of ourselves in, you know, because of modern medicine.
Very much so, Paul.
I mean, isn't it, you know, what is your, if you were to think about all the clients have come to you over the years, do you find you're having to, you know, really retune their listening, to get their mindset and frequency back in place to actually hear, so they can hear themselves again? Do you find you're having to work harder and harder and harder for clients to really get to that place again?
Yes, Paul, I do feel that, because I feel that our, you know, day-to-day living has become very conventional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gone are those days where people, you know, people sleep until 9, 10 in the mornings.
Yeah.
And, you know, you should be up. There's a saying, you know, you've got to get up with the chickens and go to bed with the chickens.
Yeah, I say that. I say I go to bed with the birds and get up with the birds. And I found that I have a much healthier mindset for that. For sure. I never go to bed the same day I'm getting up. That don't make sense to me anymore. Doesn't make sense. But do you feel that, you know, as far as foraging goes and understanding what's around us on a natural level to, you know, maintain good health, to offer, you know, self-medication, is the information out there, do you feel, Sarah, that, you know, we can purchase the right, you know, read books that are going to point us in the right direction, so we can go out foraging for, you know, natural plants to create a good health and well-being and have a, you know, a row of natural medicines in our kitchens.
I think, Paul, that you know, the what I would call the wild pharmacy is there for us to see, but I think, you know, the original people that I know,
mm-hmm.
They seem to have disappeared. It's the old masters that seem to have disappeared.
Yeah.
And I think the old books that I used to find, which sometimes are not available, there's maybe one or two people still around, but they seem to have sort of faded into the background.
Wow. I mean, all the more reason why, Sarah Renwick, you should be out there more. And, you know, why haven't you got your own YouTube channel with a million followers who are out foraging every day, girl? Why is this not happening, you know? You really want, please don't take this information to the grave with you. And I mean that in the most respectful way, please. It's beautiful when you think about it. I'm very envious right now of what is, you said, I love you said wild pharmacy. It's like, wow. It feels so warming when you put those words together, wild pharmacy. And is this, so this is your way of life, would you say?
Yes, Paul, I always feel that we have different herbs for different seasons. And mm-hmm. you'll notice we do have seasons, mm-hmm. just like the body has its seasons. Disease and sickness have its seasons. And I just feel that, you know, we need to understand what to use at certain times of the year. You know, all the different vitamin tablets
mm-hmm.
that people take on a daily basis, these shouldn't be taken all the time.
Wow.
You know, you should eat your medicine properly. It starts in the kitchen. Your teacher, your doctor should start from the kitchen.
Wow, that's such a profound thing. So if we think about, what would you say would be, so if I'm, you know, I know nothing about foraging and nothing about wild pharmacy. I live in here in Wales and I'm in the country, I'm in West Wales. It's actually snowing beautiful here today. So if you think about, you know, what would be your first sort of piece of advice just so I could enjoy, you know, going out and picking something and enjoying that experience of being able to put that into my kitchen and use it, even if it was in a herbal tea or it was something that could add value? What's the simplest kind of foraging wild pharmacy thing I could do in a day?
Well, Paul, the Native American Indian always used to say that the brighter the flower, the better the herb.
Wow.
So if you go for something very bright, You can take that home with you, but there are also neutral shades as well. And obviously we have different colors for different organs.
Mm-hmm.
So I always think about the colors of the organs in relation to the colors that we forage for.
Wow, that's so interesting. I didn't know that organs are different colors. I didn't know that.
Yes, they do.
Wow.
So for instance, if you go for things like green,
mm-hmm.
That is the colour of our liver.
Is it?
Coming with green with envy, Paul.
I didn't know that. And when I think about it now, it's like, you know, we have delivered this green powdered supplement that's full of everything from grass, and it's in a powder form. And, you know, that would have been considered cow's food 10 years ago. You know, now they're realizing how the power of green, the power of greens, you know,
yes.
and you know, connecting that to, like, say, a liver. So what color are my kidneys?
Your kidneys will be dark blue.
Will they?
Yes, wow. Dark blue is the color related to kidneys.
I didn't. So for kidneys, what, I'd be looking at like a bluey kind of flower or a bluey something?
Well, anything that's vaguely light in colour, because the kidneys, you have to think of them in different ways, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
They are the source of life. So, you know, our kidneys were given to us, our kidney energy was given to us by mum, not by dad. Dad was only there to help. But you have to think, in Oriental medicine, the colours of the kidneys are dark blue.
Wow, this is just so enlightening and opening for me when I think about this, because I thought I knew my body well, but I certainly didn't know the colors of my body. And I think a lot of people want to think about this, the colors of our body, yes. Which are, and you know, we don't. And listen, what I'm going to do is, we're going to quickly jump into a 90-second commercial. Now, come back with your pen and paper, because you're going to write a lot of this down, because this lady is absolutely full of what is wild pharmacy information. It's beautiful. So listeners, come back to me in about 90 seconds and we're going to power into this lady's mindset.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, listeners, and we are back in, of course, with the beautiful, the wonderful, the mystical, the wild pharmacy lady of the earth called, of course, Sarah Nadine. I want to get the Nadine in because I didn't know it was there, Renwick. I mean, what a beautiful lady. Now, you know, Sarah, of course, Acupuncture Health Solutions is her business. Master of Oriental Medicine. Master. When you say master, does that mean that people kind of bow to you?
Say that again, Paul. Sorry, people, I didn't get that.
People, as a master, do you get people kind of dipping their head to you and giving you the, you know, the recognition that comes with a master?
Very much so. Most of the martial arts teachers are aware of this.
Wow.
But not everybody, Paul.
Yeah.
The doctors should do that. They should bow.
Are you what you're saying?
Because it takes so long to learn everything. It takes longer to learn than a doctor, I can tell you.
I can imagine being the GP and there was a compulsory bow they had to give to this master in medicine. It would be beautiful to see, for sure. It would sort out a lot of the egos in your local surgery, for sure. But you know, coming back, we did before the commercial, we were talking about wild pharmacy and we were talking about, you know, the importance of recognizing your body color, which is the recognition of the color of your organs and how important that is. I also wanted, before we go into any further conversation, how do our listeners get hold of you, Sarah? Where would they go to get hold of you? Your website and things. Can you call that out for us?
My website is available, even though we are doing it up, as I say, at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So a message on my website or my mobile would be the best, or send me a message on WhatsApp.
So do you want to put your mobile number out there? Can we put that out there?
Yes, Paul.
Do you have that at hand in your mind? What is your mobile number? Do you know?
Yes, it's 074-34-610-592.
Perfect. And we will be giving that out again, listeners, before the end of the show, so you can get all this lovely lady. What is your website address?
It's under, Paul, I think it's under the Acupuncture Health Solutions, Alternative Health Solutions.
Perfect. Are you on Facebook, Sarah?
I am on Facebook.
And are we Sarah Renwick on Facebook?
Yes, Paul.
Sarah Renwick on Facebook. Perfect. Yes. Good job we got through that. You're better at selling your medicine than what you are your business, girl. That's for sure.
I know, Paul.
And thank goodness. Keep your 2 feet in that world. Don't bring them into the busy craziness of business. But we got to make sure we get people to your business. They can experience you, girl, for sure. But let's dive back in. And, you know, what I want to talk about is one of the things that really intrigued me when we had a conversation was facial readings. Now, when you know, what I loved about this is that I was in your clinic and I said to you, oh, I get these dips about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You said, Paul, I knew that. How is that? And I said, how is that? And you said, well, it's your kidneys because you darkened your eyes. I'm like, how do you know that connected to that? And then we talked about, you know, how your facial readings also offer what it reveals, you know, what can be diagnosed and prevented. So just tell me about your facial readings, because this is something that I believe all my listeners are going to be intrigued with.
Well, Paul, the face tells 1,000 stories. So when you have studied the face, and I studied the face, I studied on the London Underground, would you believe it? And I learned a lot about different colored skins, because mm-hmm. obviously there's so many different, a diversity of people on the London Underground. And with my training, I was able to really get an in-depth understanding of what was going on in people's bodies.
Wow.
And I studied under the master Michio Kushi, who was the very well renowned in the world for oriental diagnosis. And I studied with his books.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken many, many years, Paul, but you can actually get a feeling about somebody's energy as well. By looking at their face, you can get an energy about them, the way they sit, the way they talk to you, their eye contact, you know, the way they walk, the way they open and close doors. Everything tells a story about a person.
Wow, that's that you must be very hypervigilant to really get that about people, or trained in that understanding of that, of people's energy. So if I'm to come to you and we're on a Zoom call, what we're saying is that I can book a facial reading with you, where you'll do an analysis, an assessment of where you feel I am by assessing my face.
Yes.
And then you'll give me a report on where you feel that is, or an advisory as to how I would, you know, offer a better solution to myself, a better way of life, what I need to look for.
Very much so, Paul. I would give you some idea of foods that you could eat, particularly for yourself, because everybody is an individual. There are certain foods that I would say you need to perhaps drink, this for the blood, this for the kidneys, this for the heart. And there are particular types of herbs and foods that you can eat. I'm not saying that they are expensive, because they're not. Mm-hmm. They are available. And some of them are very Japanese-based or very Oriental-based. But that is what the Japanese, as you know, live long lives.
Yeah. Yeah, and look young forever.
They don't have the problems that we have.
Mm-hmm. So I come to you, and because I'm guessing there are lots of points on the face that you would look for. Because I've seen, you've sent on me an image which has so many different, I'm going to say, focus points.
yes,
that we look for, that you look for on the face, that are very micro and almost on top of each other, but yet you know where to look for, and how each point then what goes to a particular part of the body from my face.
That's correct, Paul. So, for instance, the liver opens into the eyes.
It does.
And the eyes are the window to the soul, so you can tell a lot about a person.
Wow.
From the eyes. Just diagnosis in the eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, going into all the technical words, Paul, but I study the eyes quite a lot.
Wow. And what about people's mouths? Does that say a lot about people, their mouths, and how
very
they use them?
Very much so. It tells you a lot about people's stomach and intestines and in their their digestive systems, Paul.
Wow. Wow. I this is so beautiful because, you know, what I'm seeing here, the service that you provide with your facial readings is such, you know, an opportunity for any given person in the world to reach out to you and have this experience where they can come on, have a facial reading that will give them, you know, it's not about diagnosis. It's also about just improving your way of life and understanding own face. So giving them, you know, being able to understand your own face and what it's telling you. Because we don't, like I say, we don't read ourselves anymore because we're busy reading everybody else's kudos and likes and Facebook pictures. We don't see ourselves. I don't know many people, Sarah, that are actually happy looking at themselves.
You're right, Paul.
Isn't that insane? You know, why have we stopped enjoying looking at who we are? I love looking at myself. Does that make me vain? I don't think so.
No, not at all. I think we should always study ourselves in the morning, Paul. You know, you should look at your tongue.
Oh.
That's another thing you should do. Every day, look at your tongue.
That's such a great, I mean, it's like, I bet most people even forget they got a tongue.
That's right.
Until they actually pierce it and put a piece of jewelry in there, they actually forget there's a tongue in there. I mean, how crazy is that? I bet if I had 1,000 people in a room and I would say to them, okay, recognize your feet, they would actually, for the first time in life, know, oh, I've got feet, I've got hands, and you know, I've got a tongue. He's in there working his ass off for me every day, and I forget about him. How disrespectful is that, Sarah?
It is.
it's like it's mad.
It's even our nose tells a story, Paul.
Wow.
When you look at the nose, because, you know, the tip of the nose is the heart.
It is?
The middle of the nose is the stomach, and the space between the eyes is the pancreas, and then you've got the liver just above the eyebrows.
Wow.
In that particular point.
Wow.
And that we call that the third eye point in Indian philosophy from India. They call that the third eye, and they put a little painted red spot. Mm. They have various degrees of spots that they use, yellow and red and blue, yeah. I think, is the other colour.
Wow.
So, you know, it corresponds to our organs as well in our type of medicine. So I understand that.
Wow. And so tell us, what about our ears? Do our ears say anything when we think about our ears?
Well, if you think about the ear, Paul, what do you think it looks like?
Oh, wow. I mean, mine just looks like a ear in my mind.
So it looks like a kidney, doesn't it, for a start?
Oh wow!
And it looks like an unborn baby, head down, bottom up.
True.
So the head is the bottom part of the ear, and the top is, sorry, the head is down towards the bottom part, and the head is up at the top.
Wow.
Sorry, the bottom is up at the top.
The bottom's
so if you
up
think
at the
about
top.
It, that's a whole human.
Wow. That's incredible.
So the spine runs along the outside of the ear.
Yeah. Wow. That's just, it's awesome that you, when you realize what each piece kind of does and looks like, it looks like. And I'm guessing you do facial readings on a regular basis. It's something that you're very good at. And I want to just put it out there. So let's do this. So listeners, if you want to have a facial reading with this lovely lady, first of all, let's do the phone number. What is the phone number again, please, Sarah?
It's 0743 410592.
And that would be a get you on WhatsApp, text you, call you, whatever it may be there. But you'll get older, Sarah, there. And then, of course, there's Facebook, Sarah Renwick. And it's R-E-N-W-I-C-K, Sarah Renwick. Yes. And
it's pronounced Rennick with a silent W, Paul.
It is, eh? You know, I always call you Renwick. Isn't that crazy? Because I'm Welsh speaking, we are taught to use all our letters. I don't get the English language. I don't get why they put silent letters in. It doesn't make sense to me. But then also we have, so there was a website, Sarah. Also, do you want to give this a go for us? How do we find you?
Under Alternative Health Solutions or Acupuncture Health Solutions.
Perfect. One of those guys. And they can, listeners, you can always just go back a little on the recording. You can listen to those details again. And I promise we'll get them out before the end of the show one more time. But yeah, it's, you know, it really, what I love about this opportunity is bringing forward what we've almost lost. And, you know, the opportunity to really appreciate how everything is connected. Because we become disconnected in ourselves. Do you feel, Sarah?
Very much so, Paul.
And, you know,
we've got to go back to our ancestors and learn about where we came from and where are we going. Mm-hmm. And it's very important to think about that.
And, you know, I believe that we'll be forced back in time. I believe at some given point, modern medicine, it will collapse and we'll be forced back to go and replant and regenerate what are these ancient, powerful medicines that come from what is wild pharmacy. I believe that we'll at some point we'll have to go back there. Modern medicine is a beautiful thing and it saves many lives. But if we looked at, you know, if we looked at going back, using the natural process also, it would take the stress off modern medicine. It would take the stress off if we were more connected as individuals and we appreciated the power of wild pharmacy. Because I'm going to keep saying that because it's a beautiful, beautiful connection of two words is where we are. And what I'm going to do there, listeners, I'm going to jump from you quickly into our last advert. So we're going to go a quick commercial and we'll be back in about 90 seconds and come back in because we've got lots more to cover. Happy days!
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And welcome back in, of course. I'm with the lovely, beautiful Sarah Renwick. Sarah Renick. Renick, not Renwick. Renick. Sarah Renick. And we've been diving into the blossom, of course, of wild pharmacy and the more all important facial readings. How you come about that, the importance of that. But also, you know, this lady has so many feathers to her bow. Is that the right thing to say? I don't know. But she's, I got this year. So you visited the, and I'm not going to say this correctly, you're going to have to jump in, the, I'm not even going to attempt the word, Indians in South Dakota, where you learned the spiritual ways, tribal dancing, and you were invited to sun dances and attend powwows?
Yes.
Tell me what a powwow is.
Paul, it's a very spiritual way of prayer and being close to Mother Earth.
Wow.
Because we need to protect our Mother Earth, and the Native American Indian is an ancient tribe that really tries to protect our Mother Earth.
Wow.
And the Indians, the Native American Indian, is the greatest philosopher in the world.
Really?
And you only have to look at them I've spent many, many hours with them, and the stories they tell, and, you know, they talk about things like storm in their eyes and silence in their heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you pick up all these lovely ways, and they talk about Humbaleche, which is a vision quest where they send you out into the wild and you're supposed to protect yourself. And you have what they call a spirit animal. But it is true, Paul, because all these things come to you mm-hmm. in a strange sort of way, because I took my son with me as part of his education mm-hmm. to many of these places in South Dakota, where we spent many years. It was probably about 7 years. And he was actually sitting on a buffalo skull at the sun dance, and he did see an eagle.
Wow.
And I said to James, my son, what did you see? And he said, Mum, I saw an eagle. And I said, well, I didn't see it. And the elder who was there, he was called Crow Dog, mm-hmm. a wonderful Sioux Indian. He said, you weren't supposed to see that. It was only for James to see.
Wow. Isn't that soulfully beautiful, eh?
Yes.
It truly
so
is.
So there are what they call the vision. You're supposed to see things, but mm-hmm. not all of it.
Yeah.
It comes to you at a certain time.
Wow. And that would be as you grow, then the right visions come at the right time. Do you feel as you grow your inner being, your inner soul, your inner energy? I'm not really sure how to put that, but do you feel that we all go through stages of enlightenment at some point in our life?
Some people more than others, Paul. And I think because of my background, I've got a very strong background with a very strong mother.
Okay.
Who was Danish.
Yeah.
And I think that certain people have what I would call strong grounds. Mm-hmm. And the Native American Indian knew that I was from Africa. He didn't have to ask where I was from. He could see it.
Oh, wow.
And that's how their knowledge is so great, because mm-hmm. they can understand the earth. And you know, if you sit on the ground for a long period of time, they will understand and you will understand. Wow. And, you know, you don't only become spiritual just by prayer. It just takes a lot. It takes silence. And I was taught this because the Native American Indian always used to say to me, you always talk too much and you never listen.
You know, I have to agree. You know, I really do celebrate with you the importance of silence. And I know if Deb was here on the show today, she would say the same, because Deb is going on a 10-day meditation retreat. So for 10 days, they only meditate. I think for the first 2 days, Sarah, they concentrated on the breath from the nose to the lip. That's all they concentrated on for the first 2 days, the breath from the nose to the lip. And the other 8 days, it's like 8 to 10 hours of meditation a day. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, I love meditating in my morning, but I'm not sure I have the stamina for that kind of sitting. But Deb certainly is looking forward to that. She've always had one foot in this world and one foot in another. She've always lived that way, for sure. And, you know, it very much is the same for you. You have your foot in what has to be the modern world, because you have a business, but you also have your foot in your own world, where you've lived with all these masters. You've experienced all these beautiful old souls that are keep bringing forward and keep saving what are, you know, important practices, and coming back to, you know, the wild pharmacy, understanding what that means, but also coming back to, you know, what the service that you provide with the facial readings. And I'll bring this back into the show. How important it is to recognize your face, to see your face, understand your face, listen to what your face is trying to tell you each day. And, you know, and you want to experience this? Well, of course, you just go to Sarah Renwick. You just go to her. and you go to her, and she will transform you through this beautiful experience of what you get from a facial read. And on that note, give us your mobile number again, girl. Let's have that out there.
07434610592.
Happy days, we got that. And we get Sarah Renwick, okay, Sarah Renwick with a W in there, of course, on Facebook. And let's have your website one more time before we finish up here.
It's under Acupuncture Health Solutions or Alternative Health Solutions.
Happy days. And you'll find this lovely lady. She's as tall as a giraffe. Absolutely. You don't come much taller than that. When she walks in the room, you can see her no matter where you are. It's amazing. And she's a beautiful lady. But I have really, really, really enjoyed this opportunity to dive into this lost kind of understanding, this lost practice. But having people like you, Sarah, that are determined to keep the blueprint of this importance, you know, into people's minds, keep it somehow in a place where it's surviving. But where do you see all these traditions? Do you see them fading away, or do you see them hanging on?
Paul, they can fade away if we don't educate. And I feel that I need to write a book. There's a couple of books I need to write. But the old masters, Shizuko and Michio and Evelyn Cushy and Osho and all these people, they've all left our planet now. Mm. So it's the likes of myself, and I don't really know who else in the world. I know that there are macrobiotic practitioners, but there's nobody like myself that I can honestly say is out there now.
Wow. Well, you know, I can honestly say, girl, that you need to have your own group going. You need to have your own tribe almost that's living in your ecosystem that can draw off everything you've experienced in this lifetime, girl, because we don't need another master going back home and not having this information left so it can be used by, you know, by those people that want to practice it and keep it alive. You know, we don't want people like me, 54-year-olds. We want 20-year-olds coming in and Sarah being around you and wanting to grab everything you have in your mind and heart and you know, modernize that tradition, but keeping that tradition there also. You know, it's so important that we find a way, you find a way to keep this alive, to keep this going. And let me say, listeners, you know, you want to be part of this. I know Sarah's got, we'll have room for people who want to come in and learn from her and train from her. You know, please, let's keep this going. Listen back to the contact details, reach out to Sarah. But above all, reach out to her and experience the facial readings. Experience what that looks like and what that feels like. Tell your friends, pass this on, this beautiful opportunity to experience something you'll not get from anybody other than Sarah, because she's so unique. You're so unique, girl. You are.
Thank you, Paul.
Oh, you are. Absolutely. It's been fantastic. I knew I was going to enjoy our time together. Now, Sarah, if we could say, you know, if there was one thing that you would want to make sure stays in the tradition of human being kind of lives, what would that be?
I always say, Paul, live life as you want to live, but keep it. Don't try and think of it as being difficult. I think you've just got to live, as I say, close to the earth and listen.
Thank you, girl. This has been beautiful. So listeners, you know, let's just reach out to Sarah Renwick. She's there for you. She passed all her details on. I'm going to say, you know, get yourself out to the house this weekend. Get yourself, research and educate yourself on the beautiful opportunities of wild pharmacy. And above all, reach out to this girl for a facial reading. Now, it's going to be a beautiful experience. It is. I found it amazing. So listeners, until this time next week, you have an amazing foraging week. Enjoy your face. reach out to Sarah so she can enjoy your face also and tell you how important you are. Show you how important your face is. Absolutely beautiful. So until this time next week, listeners, of course, boom, have an amazing week. Emotion.